Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you hear the music, and that tells you that you know it's time for our pick segment. Kevin Reitmeyer and I do it every week. We do it, and we try and beat each other, I guess, is how you say it. We've got a special guest here from the apprentice program that was sponsored by Western PA Laborers Association. Nick Sugarman, from a former Central Catholic football player, he won the contest. So, Nick, are you ready to take a plunge and do some picks with us here?
Yeah.
Let's go. Here we go. So, Kevin, get us started.
All right. Well, we got tonight, the first one, the only one tonight, the Pac-12 championship, Oregon, getting 6.5 against number 5, Utah. I think Utah has something to prove. I think Utah is very, very good. A lot of people probably haven't seen Utah. I will give the 6.5. I like the Utes.
I just can't take Utah seriously. I don't know why. There's just something about them. I just feel like, I mean, who have they beaten, really? They played one team that, with a pulse. They played USC, and they got beat by a USC team that should have fired their coach. So I'll take Oregon plus the 6.5. I don't even know if I'm going to need the 6.5. I think Oregon's going to win outright. Nick?
I don't know. I actually have never seen Utah play.
That's even better. People don't like Utah. No, no, Utah. They're really good.
But because of that, and I'd actually have to say that I agree with you. I think Oregon's going to win the game, is what I would say, just basically because I've never seen the game. I've seen the team play, and I like Oregon's quarterback.
All right, the Big 12.
Okay, so the way we say that is I don't need the 6.5.
Right, exactly.
I don't want the 6.5, but I'll take it if you're going to give it to me. So he likes Oregon, too. Go ahead.
Big 12. It is a rematch between a pretty good game from about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Baylor and Oklahoma. Baylor got 10.5 the first time they played and covered the 10.5. They're getting 9.5 the second time. Baylor and Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma covers this time. They did not last time. They were without their top receiving threat and moved the ball at will against Baylor last time. CeeDee Lamb's back. I think he's probably the best wide receiver in college football. That's another weapon for Jalen Hurts. Another problem for Baylor to have to cover. I'll take Oklahoma. I'll give the points, taking the favorite again.
Well, you know where I'm going with this one, don't you? Former Temple coach. I'm a Temple alum, Nick. Former Temple coach, Matt Rhule, is going to have something for this Oklahoma team that they're not ready for. I don't know if Baylor can win the game, but 9.5 is way too many points to give to a Matt Rhule team. I'm taking Baylor.
When I look at this game, I think like a ton of points, right? Baylor's got a big scoring team.
The Big 12.
Both of them, yeah. Both of them scored
last time. Played, there was like
66
points. So go ahead.
That's why 9.5 looks like crazy to me. I'll pick Baylor, but I think Oklahoma's going to win, but I pick Baylor just because.
Right with you, Paul.
That's right. I think Oklahoma
Paul's
might
winning
win,
for
but
the
it's going to be a close game. All right, so go ahead.
Sun Belt Conference. This is a game that I know everyone has marked on their calendar. Like noon kickoff tomorrow, Louisiana Lafayette at and this is not a neutral site game, at Appalachian State in Boone, North Carolina. 6.5 points the spread. I like App State on the home field. Again, giving the points, taking the favorite, I'll take App State.
You know, Kevin, this is probably not going to surprise you, but I have actually been to an Appalachian State game on campus.
Wow, that actually does surprise me. You've been to a lot of stadiums. That would not be one that I would have thought you've been at.
Appalachian State, and I saw them play Wyoming, believe it or not. Appalachian State's a beautiful campus, by the way, down in the middle of absolutely nowhere, but it's a beautiful
campus.
It's up
in the middle. Is it in the mountains?
It is in the mountains, yes. They recruited my daughter for basketball, and you know they had one of these junior weekends where they brought the recruits down, and it was a football weekend, so we got to go to a football game. It is literally out in the middle of nowhere, and that is why I'm going to take App State, because I think the drive from whatever airport you fly into to the stadium is going to be too much for Louisiana Lafayette.
They might just drive from Louisiana.
I think it's going to be Appalachian State. Who do you like? Nick, I'm sure you've probably never seen either team, so just give us a pick.
Saw them on TV?
Whatever.
Yeah. Wait a second. I'll tell you what. You're a Michigan fan, right?
I was just going to mention
definitely
that.
I
was going to say, ever since that game when they beat them, I really have not liked Appalachian State at all. But Louisiana Lafayette, I had no idea who they even were. I didn't know they had a football team. But when I found out was when I realized that Ike Taylor went there.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
And I loved Ike Taylor. So
you got two reasons to go with Louisiana Lafayette.
But I am not going to. Appalachian State's, and I think they're going to beat them by at least two and a half.
At least a touchdown, like, right?
Do you know what the Louisiana Lafayette nickname is?
Are they the Raging Cajuns?
The Raging Cajuns. The Raging. There we go. Yes. Okay, go ahead. Next question.
MAC Conference, another big important one that everyone will be watching tomorrow afternoon. Miami of Ohio, the Fighting Ben Roethlisbergers against the Fighting Antonio Browns, the Central Michigan. 6.5 points in that game as well. I'm going to go with Antonio Brown. He's the one that's healthy.
Oh, man. You know, I'll tell you what is – here's the only reason – here's what I will say about this game.
You think these guys have a side bet between this game, do you think? Ben and Antonio?
Sure, I'm sure
they've reached out to each other?
Actually, I bet you Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown are meeting somewhere
to watch the game
together.
Buffalo Wild Wings up North Hills.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah. You know what? Here's why I can't stand Central Michigan, because aren't they the ones that provide
row
the boat guy? Yeah. So I'm going with Miami of Ohio. I can honestly say I've never seen either of those two teams play this year, but I don't care. I'll go with Miami of Ohio. Plus the points.
Another one. I've never seen these guys play. Most of Pittsburgh's going to think I'm crazy, but the reason why I'm taking Central Michigan is I might be the only person in Pittsburgh that still likes Antonio Brown. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to talk about him right now, but there's a lot of things I have to say about him that people might not agree with. But
so you got Central Michigan.
Yeah.
Right, so he picks Central Michigan.
Conference USA Championship game, UAB against Florida Atlantic and their head coach, Paul?
Lane Kiffin.
How long do you think he'll be there?
I think he'll be –
this will be his last game at Florida.
I think he'll be Arkansas's coach by, like, Monday morning.
But after this game ends.
Go ahead.
I'm going to take Lane Kiffin. He's going to go out with a bang, win the Conference USA, and win it by a lot over UAB.
Isn't UAB, like, a really cool story? Like
they disbanded their program, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah, they cut football.
Like, I guess it was 4 years ago. They took 2 years off.
Right.
And they had a mediocre year. And then in year two, I think they went to a bowl last year. In year two, they went, like, 9-3 or something.
They got 9 wins again this year. They're not going to get 10. Not only are they not going to get 10, but Lane and company are going to run them out of town in Boca Raton, Florida. Is that a home game for Florida Atlantic?
It is, yes.
Okay, yes. Absolutely. If Florida Atlantic's home, Lane Kiffin at home, last game as a coach, I go with Florida Atlantic.
Nick, who do you got?
Wow. Florida Atlantic and UAB. This is another one where I've never seen the teams play this year, but
Boca Raton, Florida, or Birmingham, Alabama. There you go. Which one would you rather be at? That's the way I look at it, too.
Yeah, and I guess I'll go with UAB.
They're getting points.
First time ever, we're going to have to do a second segment of picks because we still got more to get. Well, it's a first here on the Paul Zeiss Show. We're going two segments with picks, but that's all right. We've got a special guest here, Nick Sugarman, former Central Catholic football player, and also the winner of the apprentice program. that we had put together. You know, he wrote an essay and beat a large field of candidates. And so the apprentice program brought to you by Western PA Laborers Association. He's here with Kevin Reitmeier. By the way, Kevin, last week, both of us were 7-4. I'm now 37-30 or 36-31, so I've finally taken a lead on you.
Yeah, you took a – I didn't have the numbers last week. I was on with Elijah. You came in, surprised me. You had a big week 2 weeks ago. You jumped me. I think you gained 3 or 4 games on me 2 weeks ago.
Okay, well, let's get going. I think our last – I think we start with the American.
Yes, we're 5 games through. We got 5 more to go. The American Conference, Cincinnati, +5.5. This one's at Memphis, not a neutral site game, at Memphis. Well, just last week, the two teams played. Memphis won by 10 at Cincinnati. This one's at Memphis. It's a lower than 10-point spread. That's interesting to me. I'll take Memphis.
You know what? I'm going to take Memphis. I'm going to take Cincinnati. I'll tell you why I'm going to take Cincinnati. Because Mike Norvell is going to be the head coach probably somewhere else by Monday morning. He can't be fully focused on this game. So I'm going to go with Cincinnati to win the game.
I thought that was going to have a Temple tie-in with the American. I thought, Temple played Cincinnati closer, so I'm going to root for them. Okay.
No. Norvell is supposed to be the coach of Florida State. There is a tie-in.
I heard about that, yeah.
All right, who do we got? You got Nick. Quickly give us your pick.
This is going to be a little faster for me than it was earlier. I think that Cincinnati's going to do better than 8.5, so. Yeah, I'm taking Cincinnati.
All right, he's going to take Cincinnati. You know, Marty Gilliard is going to run back a kick. Sorry, Pitt fans.
Is anyone going to drop an extra point snap?
Go ahead.
SEC championship game, a little station plug. You can listen to the game right here tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Georgia versus LSU, basically a home game for Georgia, although it is considered a neutral site game. Georgia, number 4 team in the country, getting 7.5 against LSU. This is going to be my first dog. I'm taking Georgia and the points. I like the hook there. I think Georgia makes it ugly enough, low scoring enough. They kind of control the line of scrimmage. They keep Joe Burrow and the LSU offense off the field. I think LSU wins the game, but closer than the experts think. So I'll take Georgia.
You know what? I can't take a team that lost to South Carolina seriously. I just can't. So I'm going to go with LSU. I think they're going to throw the ball over the field. They're going to score a bunch of points. This is going to be something like 31-10, but go ahead.
Where's this game getting played
it's
at again?
In Atlanta at the Georgia Dome. So it's a neutral site, but obviously an advantage to Georgia.
Yeah, I still think I'm going to take LSU, and the reason is because hasn't been like the last – 4 or some games that Brohm has been not doing as well as.
Yeah, I think he's around 50% in the last 3 or 4 games that he's. So, yeah, he has struggled for Georgia. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so that's why. And then there's I love Burrows. Who's the wide receiver? Jefferson or Jackson?
They got a couple. Jefferson, they got a couple really good ones at LSU.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I'm taking LSU.
All right, we're going way out west. Hawaii, did you know this? Hawaii made their conference championship game.
Yes.
Now they have to travel back to the States to face off with Boise State. This is a home game on the blue turf, but Hawaii's getting 14.5 points. I'm going to take Hawaii. Why not? 14.5, it's a lot. I think Boise State wins, but 14.5 is a lot.
You're taking a team from the tropics, moving them and making them play on the blue turf up in Boise,
It'll be
Idaho.
White. It'll be white tomorrow. It won't be blue. They're going to adjust really well. People from Hawaii will adjust really well to playing in snow.
I think Boise State is going to smoke them. I remember when last time Hawaii was in a championship game or a major game, wasn't it? Was it against Georgia in like a Sugar Bowl or something? They lost like 80.
Yeah, but didn't
nothing.
They also like beat someone before that? The United didn't. Whatever.
I like Boise. Go ahead.
I think the last time Hawaii was in a big game was when they had that quarterback and all those wide receivers that they
ran that crazy
run and shoot, June Jones.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, the guy
Tommy
had like
Chang,
700 passing yards a game or something.
Who has
like that.
The NCAA record? Yeah, passing record.
Yeah, honestly, I agree with Paul like 100%. Boise State, they don't lose on that home field, and I don't even know anything about Hawaii.
It's really hot there, and it's going to be really cold in Boise. Well, that might be
too, more importantly, the last time they played at Boise State midway through the season, Boise won 59-37.
It'll be a lot closer this time. A lot closer.
That tells me take the over, too.
Hawaii's got them just where they want them.
Forget about the line, take the over. Go ahead, next one.
The ACC championship game tomorrow night, Virginia plus 28.5 against number 3 Clemson. And I think Clemson has this covered by halftime. Clemson's going to absolutely roll in this game. I think Clemson wins by 40 maybe tomorrow night. I'm going to take the Tigers.
40? You know, Virginia's got a reasonably good defense.
Yeah, do they?
I cannot talk myself into taking Virginia in this game. Dabo Swinney has Clemson believing they've got to blow people out in order to get respect and all that other stuff. I think Clemson keeps rolling into even when it's a running clock in the fourth quarter, they're going to keep scoring. So I agree with you. Clemson win big.
I remember watching the Pitt and Virginia Tech game, and when I was watching the game, I felt like I didn't care if Pitt won, because they won't avoid
Clemson.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter, and I felt like out of the three teams, Virginia, Pitt, and Virginia Tech had the best chance probably to cover something like this. Either way, they would have got crushed. But I think I said it to one of you guys during the break or something like that. I think that Clemson's gonna kill them. They're just gonna run the.
That's a long way to say he thinks Clemson's gonna blow them out of the.
They're just gonna run the score up, and I think I said Dabo Swinney just doesn't care about how he makes other people look. Like he likes to beat people really bad.
He can, and he has been.
Yes.
The final game that we have on the docket, the Big Ten championship game, another station plug right here on 93.7 The Fan at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Wisconsin getting 16.5 points against Ohio State. Ohio State won this one earlier in the year. Paul, what was it, like 38-10 or something?
Yeah,
they won
exactly.
Pretty handily, although it was 0-0 at the end of the first quarter. I think Ohio State rolls again in this one. My only concern would be if Ohio State kind of puts on the brakes early. They don't really need to prove anything. If they're up 10-0 or 10-14 points, if they just kind of ease it home and keep guys healthy and, you know, just kind of put it in the tank and don't run it up like Dabo would with Clemson. So, but I still think they cover the 16.5. I'm thinking 17, 20, 21 points for the final. So I'll take the Buckeyes tomorrow night.
We can call it. There's like a pit tie here. You've got Paul Chryst and Joe Rudolph, and you know Paul Chryst is the head coach of Wisconsin. Joe Rudolph, the offensive coordinator, right? They were both here at Pitt, right?
Defensive coordinator.
That's right.
That's
and the
right,
defensive
yeah.
coordinator for Ohio State is Jeff Hafley, who was here as well. I don't know what that means, but it just sounded good. I just can't take really Wisconsin very seriously in this game. Ohio State is just—they're just firing on all cylinders. They're making everybody look silly that they play. I can't imagine this game is going to be close. I think this is going to be one of those games. It's going to be the Big Dud instead of the Big Ten. I like Ohio State. What was it, 38-10 last time?
I think something like that. Yeah.
I think it might be worse. Spotlight's on you now.
Yeah. When I look, I just look at this game and like, I feel like I'm going to be wrong, but I haven't like taken a shot on any of these. So like, I'll take Wisconsin. And that's just because, like, for one, I think I don't know which one of you said it, but Ohio State's gonna take it easy.
They could, but I'm thinking it's the Michigan. You just don't want to see Ohio State.
You're a
do
Michigan
well, right?
fan. You say
no,
you can admit it. You can admit it. We all have biases here, and we pick based on them. Paul does it every week.
They put 56 on your squad.
Yeah, no, it was, and then last year they did like what, like 70?
Yeah,
I don't know, but I mean, I don't like Ohio State, but I mean,
Paul picks with biases every week we do picks. It's okay. You're allowed to as well.
Yeah. And I mean, I also think this. Wisconsin, every year, don't they have like a great defense?
Good defense, good running game. So they could shorten the clock.
Yeah.
Right?
John, I feel like if they do start small, they might pull, what is it, Jonathan Taylor starts slowing the game down.
Yeah.
They do something like that. they killed Michigan too this year, so I'm really not being biased on that. They beat the crap out of us. But I just really hate Ohio State. So
all right, so you got Michigan. You're a little you go off against us. That's good. That's good.
Guys, you know, oh how I hate Ohio State. That's right. This is his motto over there.
And my cousin's also going to be doing this game tomorrow, so I'll be watching.
Reffing
that.
It?
Yeah.
See, he can now.
He admits the. Yeah,
now
they're going to cover that bias up. Now,
now he knows you picked him. He's going to help you out. Maybe. Who knows? All right. Tonight, turning partly cloudy, low 27. Tomorrow, high of 37. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, Route 19, McMurray. Get the sun now for some serious savings during their year-end model sales event. Well, Nick, I hope you had fun with us tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Great time.
Great job, and you got a taste of it now. You got to go out and go to California and see if you can get yourself into, the, you know, doing this job. The easiest thing to do is just find a small station that's looking for part-timers to fill time on the air and get some experience, and from there you go. You know, the toughest thing is getting that first job.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But it'll never be as fun as you had here for these last 2 hours, will it?
No, because it's not in Pittsburgh.
All right, here we go. Nick Sugarman, the winner of the Apprentice program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.